Here's a religious experience I had. I went to the beach, made a sacrifice of my glasses to Poseidon, Lord of the Sea. In exchange, I received from his colleague Apollo a sunbird. And Apollo, as we know, luckiest of the Greek and Roman gods, because he has the same name in both. It's like in French class when I was a kid, I came in, I'm like, I'm Mike. And they're like, you're Michelle here. And I'm like, but that's a girl's name. And they're like, too bad. Jacob comes into class and they're like, we don't even have that name. You're Renee. I'm like, ooh, a French girl's name. I'm good with Michelle. So Apollo, he's Apollo in Greek, he's Apollo in Roman, he's Apollo everywhere except in Spanish class where he is a chicken. So, bueno, everybody, bueno. So I'm at the beach, it's hot as balls, which is a way I recommend you not say that. Because it's not accurate, the balls hang legitimately lower than the rest of the body, specifically to remain a cooler temperature. The balls are literally the coldest part of your body. You should say it's hot as anything but balls. Honestly, hot as any body part minus balls. Hot as the body minus balls. Hot as the balls of a eunuch, they don't have any. Hot as the balls in winter, maybe, because then they'll go back up into the body, be a team player, be like, we made a mistake. Let's be friends again. Winter balls are hotter than summer balls somehow. How? It's a Zen mystery. We're having a ball, everybody. We're having a ball. What if every other joke was about balls? That would be impossible. Okay, I apologize. That is not necessary. Okay, one more. Balls to the wall, everybody. Balls to the wall. What happened to the dick in that configuration? Somebody forgot. It should be balls one dick's length from the wall, but now we're like, balls to the wall, dick through the wall, I guess. I don't know. Better hope your dick is Kool-Aid Man strong. So I'm at the beach, lost my glasses in the ocean. I don't know if you know that expression, like looking for a needle in a haystack, but that should be changed to like looking for my glasses in the ocean, because that's harder to do for a number of reasons. Number one, haystacks don't move at all. They're not constantly replenished with other hay that rolls in from all around the world before you had a chance to check the hay that was there to begin with. Number two, 75% of the Earth's surface is not hay. Number three, no sharks in a haystack. If it is, it's dead and you're fine. Number four, you can't just burn down the ocean, find what you're looking for in the remains. And number five, the main reason is when you're looking for a needle in a haystack, you are allowed to use your glasses. That's key in a search for anything that's not your glasses. And that's why I call the beach the biatch. That's true. So